peptides have been known to be around in plants, bacteria, animals for a long, long time, but we're starting to really get a handle on the fact that they're acting as signals that can regulate development. And we see this in humans, and we see this in animals. And this class, these Klee peptides, we're really seeing have critical roles in controlling the development of plants.
What exactly is your work looking at?
Well, a couple of things that we look at. One of them is that we're really interested in identifying signals that are required for growth and development, and that hopefully then we can use that signals to optimize food security and agricultural sustainability, targeting superior crop varieties. So some of the stuff that we've done with the Klee peptides, first it started with one had been identified, and then in looking further into it, we've now found about 80 in soybean and around 50 in a number of other legume species. And so we're really interested to know more and more about what these do. Most of them, we know they're controlling aspects of development, but most of them we actually don't know their function yet.
So is the idea that once you've worked out what their function is, you might be able to manipulate that to encourage them to grow bigger, yield better?
Yes, that's correct. So there's been some examples where by manipulating these hormones, and that can be just changing their structure slightly, we can have effects on root and shoot development, on fruit development, and on different aspects of plant growth and development. And the more we know, the more we can use that to optimize plants.
Is this unique to legumes?
No, these are found throughout the plant kingdom. In fact, Klee peptides are found in all plant species that have been investigated so far. And even the simplest of plants, such as mosses, we're finding these Klee peptides exist.
And how does it relate to the peptides that are found in animals? Is there some crossover of the research you're doing?
It's still early days, but there's definitely some similarities. So peptides in both humans and animals and bacteria seem to be acting like signal molecules in many cases. In our case, with these Klee peptides, many of them are acting over long distances. So they're produced in the root and then are transported to the shoot. And that enables the roots and the shoots to talk to each other and let them know what's happening. So these peptides are often acting to let the shoot know what's happening in the surrounding soil, whether it's through the bacteria that they're encountering or different compounds such as the soil nitrate or phosphorus levels.
So does that imply that they could be important in, say, nutrient take-up?
Possibly, yeah. So they definitely seem to be important in telling the plant that they know that nitrogen is present. So if we could then understand that mechanism, we could then use that to optimize things so that they could perhaps grow better or do better under different fertilizer regimes or different soil types.
So what's the significance of this work to agriculture more broadly?
What we're hoping is that the more that we understand about these peptides and how they can regulate growth, the more that we can start to make steps towards developing superior crop varieties and increasing yields, increasing crop production, improving agriculture sustainability. There's many different things, but we have to know these compounds first and understand how they're functioning and what mechanisms they're involved in order to know how to manipulate them. It could be through feeding them and applying them, or it could be just through looking for them in different breeding programs and making sure that we're targeting certain variants of these peptides.
So where does your work go next in regards to these peptides?
One of the key things that we're working on at the moment is to start to understand what the function is of many of the peptides that we've identified. So in the different plant species, especially legumes, we've identified many, many genes that encode for these peptides, but we don't yet know what their function is. And so that's the next step, is to understand their function. And this recent publication that we just had out in collaboration with the Richard Payne Lab in the University of Sydney is a big step towards understanding their activity, because our collaborators in Sydney helped us to build the building block, which is a unique structural modification to our peptide molecule.
Is it possible then to say how long before this work might start to influence the varieties that are available to farmers of things like legumes?
It's always difficult to say, because there's a lot of things that we still have to know and understand first. It's very easy to identify these peptides or the genes that encode for them in plants. And so by doing that, we can see which ones are there and the variants that are there. But then to take that to the next level, to make that actually optimizing, leading to larger fruit or more fruit, is a lot more research required to do something like that.